Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. This child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it stay go. Can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And it's a beautiful day. Not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. 'Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free, and you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let it stay go, won't let it stay go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And
Street Love Begins With You radio broadcast. Welcome, everyone. My name is Sister Shelley, and I'm so glad you could join me. I believe this is the best part of your day, and God has a message just for you. Our purpose here is to share a 15-minute power message where we will all explore life's daily challenges and how we can apply street love to each of them. Now, while I'm sharing the message, you can go to my website at freelunchandprayer.org and learn more about First Fruits Living Ministries. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We ask you to cover us with your anointing, glory, and tangible presence. Holy Spirit, touch each of the listeners' hearts and minds to receive exactly what you have for them. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray, and we all say, amen. Glory to God. Did you know there's a crime being committed every day to get each of us not to believe in God through Jesus Christ? Yep, I said it. It's a crime. John 10:10 says, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they may have life more abundantly. The thief is Satan. He doesn't want you to have an abundant life. I submit to you today that the thief is working overtime to kill, steal, and destroy your life through attacking your belief in God or attacking your faith. If he, the thief, can get you not to believe in God, you won't have faith in God's words or his promises, and he'll be able to successfully steal, kill, and destroy your life. The title of today's message is Believe God is God Without Limits. Hallelujah. You know, the number one way the thief steals, kills, and destroys is through fear. Fear is a tactic. It's a very deceptive weapon that the devil has been using since the beginning of the Bible to attack our faith in God. In Genesis 3, Adam and Eve have been tempted by the serpent to eat of the fruit of the tree in the midst of the garden. They both partake of the fruit, and immediately their eyes are opened, and they realize that they're naked. So they then sew fig leaves to cover themselves up. When the Lord arrives to visit them, they hide from him. And Adam tells God, "Well, I was afraid because I was naked." What the heck? Adam says, "I was afraid and hid." Now, Adam had a relationship with God. He walked with God. He talked with God. God gave him authority over the entire garden and created him. And he also gave him a helpmeet, Eve, right? And Adam tasted and seen how good God was. So why did he respond by hiding? Because fear makes you a coward. Fear makes you not believe in a God result. Adam didn't realize his relationship with God was one of love. And with perfect love, it cast out fear. So made him make a bad decision. And Satan then has full reign to come into your life, steal, kill, and destroy it. Adam didn't have faith in his relationship with God. He had faith in fear. What do you have faith in when fear comes? Think about that. God doesn't want us to believe in the fear. He says in the book of Luke, chapter 8, verse 50, "Fear not, believe only." Scripture, God's word is telling us not to allow fear to be our first response to trouble, not to be our first response when we get an unexpected bill, when we get a negative diagnosis, when we focus on past failures, when we don't expect there to be a God result. But let your first response be to believe only that God can, God will, God is able, God is God without limits. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to share a Street Love personal story with you now. This personal story is about my son when he was in middle school. He was involved in a lot of extracurricular activities, such as football. He had a paper route on the week, and he was also in Boy Scouts. But I got a report card. He came home one day with a report card, and he was failing in all of his classes. And when I looked at him and said, "What's going on?" His tone, his body language just completely changed. And all I could see is fear. And he said, "Mom, they're just smarter than me. They're smarter than us." And I said, "Who? Who are we talking about?" He said, "The white kids." And I said, "Bull crap." Disclaimer out there. I wasn't a minister then, and I didn't stop and pray, but I knew enough about God that as his parent, that I represented God to my children. As parents, we represent them because God is not physically here. He's physical through us. So it's my job to make him face this fear. So I told him, we're going to meet with all your teachers and develop a plan. We're going to cut out all the extracurricular activities. And we're going to meet at the dinner table every night. You're going to come home. You're going to take a nap. And when I come home and start making dinner, you're going to be at the table with your homework. And that's it. Well, at the end of the semester, he had class. And to this day, when he has to deal with schoolwork, when it came to him going to high school, when he went through college, he knew what to do because he faced that fear as a kid and his parent helped him. Glory to God. That's how it has to be. It's not because of your skin color. It's not because of anything. When fear comes in, you've got to attack it. You've got to use your faith in who God is and help him help you get through that situation. Amen. Mark 9:23 says, all things are possible to them that believe and not fear. I added that part, not fear, because God can, God will, God is able, and God is God with what? Without limits. God is God, possible to them that believe. You can have the abundant life God wants you to have if you believe it. He already wants it for you. But do you believe you can have that abundant life? My son believed it once he realized my mom's got my back. He knows, he knew what to do all through school. At the end of that school year, you know what happened? He not only got all A's, all the teachers gave him a special accommodation. They couldn't believe the miraculous change. He went from getting D's and E's to all A's. Glory to God. So if you don't believe in God's words and his promises, you're believing in unbelief. You're believing in fear. What does God say to us about fear? How are we to replace fear? 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 6 through 7 says, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, power and of love and of a sound mind. Fear is a spirit. It's not tangible. You can't touch it. It's something we can replace with the power, with the spirit of love, and a spirit of a sound mind. I'm going to go to the book of Mark, chapter 11. I'm going to read verses 22 through 24 because we're talking about the spirit of power, power of faith. Jesus is speaking. He says, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Hallelujah. So we have the power of faith to speak to our mountains, speak to that bill, speak to that diagnosis, speak to those negative thoughts, and believe what we pray shall be. Glory to God. The power of faith replaces fear. 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love. What kind of love? Perfect love casteth out fear. Because fear hath torment. So you replace fear with a spirit of love, and it'll cast out that fear. When you know God can, God will, God is able, God is God without limits. 1 John 3, verses 21 to 22 says, beloved, y'all know how much I love that word. I take that. I'm his beloved. Are you his beloved? Oh, nah. If our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Your confidence or faith in God is pleasing in his sight. And that's how you replace fear. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So our street love biblical story is in the book of Matthew, chapter 9. I'm going to read verses 20 through 22. It says, "And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years. How many years? 12 years. She came behind Jesus and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned around and saw her and said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole." Glory to God. She had faith. She believed God was God. She didn't know. She knew that she could be stoned. She knew she wasn't supposed to be out in public, but she just believed. She said within herself, if I could just touch his hem. What are you saying within yourself when fear comes? Do you believe God is God without limits? Glory to God. At the beginning of this message, I mentioned that a crime was being committed against us daily by a thief, Satan, to attack our faith in God. When a thief commits a crime, they are usually arrested, right? And are given their Miranda rights. You know the Miranda rights. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to an attorney. If you cannot afford an attorney, one will be appointed to you. And then they always end it with, do you understand these rights? Well, I submit to you, the next time the thief comes to attack your faith or steal, kill, and destroy your life, that you read him your God rights. Repeat after me, under arrest. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say, you'll have to take it up with my lawyer, Jesus. If you don't understand these rights, you can get up under my feet where you belong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In conclusion, fear is going to come. But remember, you have a loving Father who wants you to have an abundant life. And if you keep your confidence toward him that God can, God will, and God is able, God is God without limits. His perfect love in you will cast out any fear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we've come to the end of our message, but we can't end without offering you the opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Romans 10 and 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Are you ready to receive Jesus? Repeat after me. Lord, forgive me of all my sins. I'm sorry. I want to receive your son, Jesus, as my Lord. Come into my heart now. I believe he died for me, was buried for me, and rose again for me. And I am, right now, saved. Hallelujah. You hear that bell? That is just for you who received Jesus today. Right now, angels are glorifying God just for the decision you made today. Hallelujah. And guess what? I have a free gift for you. If you would like that free gift, please reach out to me at freelunchandprayer.org. Click the contact button and say, Sister Shelley, I received Jesus today. and I'd like my free gift, and I'll send that right out to you. Amen. Glory to God. Our announcements are, I'm here every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/streetlove, so you can go on your computer and click, or you can call in. Glory to God. Called, for those of you who already have the phone number, that's fine. My ministry assignment here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to partner with churches who share a common desire to show God's compassion to all via the free lunch and prayer street outreach. This is based on 2 Samuel 9:3. Now, if you have a church and you would like to start having the free lunch and prayer come to your church, please reach out to me, Sister Shelley. You can contact or donate at freelunchandprayer.org. Glory to God. Well, let's go ahead and close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your words of hope, love, and encouragement. I pray specifically for the listeners that the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you his peace. In the name of Jesus, we pray and say, amen. I pray that this message was a blessing to you all. I love you. Have a wonderful week. And remember, street love begins with you.